This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is your Sunday Arrow video assortment series of reviews. I'm Duncan McLeish and welcome to the show. Up on this episode we are trundling into our 21st instalment of the Arrow video assortment, a series that drops every third Sunday and at random selects one of my Arrow video titles from the shelf to sit down, watch and review for you. On this 21st episode, we are taking a little goosey gander over a 1982 slasher classic. This is Madman. The review for that movie will be coming after the first break. Before we get to that, let's catch up. We are in the throes of Bazoween. It is, of course, October, which means on Thursday we dropped the first instalment of our five-part Bazoween 2020 Let's Get Serial series. We've already looked at the Zodiac. Tomorrow, the second instalment drops at 9 p.m. You'll be getting Bazzy's take on Natural Born Killers. As we continue on the series, we have a lot planned for you. But October in general is going to be super fucking busy, to say the least. Loads of stuff coming your way. On the 8th or 9th of the month, so sometime next week, we'll be dropping the first episode catching up my 31 of October, so mini reviews of the first 7 or 8 titles. You're going to get a mini review and a grade with no spoilers attributed to them. There's also going to be screener reviews dropping real soon for titles that have been passed their way to me to review. Throughout the month, you're also going to get, you know, additional content as well, dropping on top of things like the 88 Films Italian Classics Collection, the Slasher Classics Collection, and other, let's put it this way, fun ideas that I have in mind and in store for you. It's going to be a busy month, but hopefully you spend your time out with watching your 31 movies under the stairs with me. So, what can you expect from the Teapots Collective? Well, this week coming, we will be dropping the slightly delayed Doing the Nasty episode, looking at the erotic rites of Frankenstein. That's right. That's Jess Franco, ladies and gents, and Parasite from 1982, directed by Charles Band. And then, at the end of the month, you'll be getting on time the next instalment of Doing the Nasty, so we will be back on schedule. You'll also be getting the next instalment of Opera Omnia, the final instalment of Season 3 of Chronicle, and another episode of Where to Begin with Giallo, covering Profondo Rosso, aka Deep Red from 1975. A little bit of Argento up in this bitch. So there we go. Right, let's get into it. Let's get a movie review under our belt. Let's close out this week strong. I'm going to take a short break. You're going to hear promos for shows that I love. You're going to hear the trailer for Madman from 1982. When I return, I'll be looking at that movie right after this.
Hello, this is the Doom Show. Keep on keeping on and keep on trucking, America. We don't listen to our feedback because we don't get any.
The truth hurts.
I just alienated the two people that give us constant feedback. Sorry, guys.
That's gotta go.
That's gotta go in there.
So on the show, we talk about giallo movies and slasher movies and cult movies. Sometimes we even talk about Cameron Mitchell and his movies. I am Richard. Who are you?
I'm Brad, the guy that's not Richard, or Jeffrey, or Simon.
That's right, we have four people, and we always talk at once, except to each other.
Jeffrey lives up north, Simon lives across the world, Richard lives in Penis, Alabama.
Hello, This is the Doom Show is a proud member of the Legion Podcast Network. Check out the other shows on legionpodcast.com. You can check out more Hello, This is the Doom Show at hellodoomshow.podomatic.com or at doommoviethon.com.
Check for our Amazon exclusive Hello, This is the Doom Show cookbook.
Do you like hot dogs?
We got them.
Do you like mac and cheese?
We got it.
Do you like cheddar?
We have it.
Actually, we don't.
No cheddar.
Just Colby. Colby Jack.
Hello, This is the Doom Show. We never gave up on you because you never gave up on us.
Wow.
Many strange things happen around here. He was a farmer, wife and two children. We used to live in that old house behind those trees. For no apparent reason, we'd stalk, raving. He walked into his bedroom. The bodies of his wife and children have never been found. And if he hears you call his name, he'll come for you.
Come and get us, madman!
You just heard the trailer for Madman from 1982. This is our 21st review on the Arrow Video assortment. And here's the deets from the Arrow Video website. It says, they thought they were alone. Gather around the campfire and hear the tale of Madman Mars, an ill-tempered farmer who, one dark night, chopped up his wife and two children into pieces. When the locals learned of his heinous crimes, they exacted revenge, sinking an axe into his head and hanging him from a nearby tree. But the next day, Mars's body was gone. Thus, the camp counselor finishes his tale, closing with the warning to never see Mars's name above a whisper, lest the hideous, deformed farmer comes looking for them. Naturally, the first thing that one of the young campers does is call out Mars's name, precipitating a terrifying night of murder, mayhem, and sexy jacuzzi vignettes. Inspired by the same cropsy urban legend that informed 1981's The Burning and starring Dawn of the Dead's Galen Ross appearing under the pseudonym Alexis Dublin, Madman stands as one of the finest offerings from the golden age of hack and slash. Details on the disc are production year of 1982, it's region locked to region B. The UK rating is 15, runtime is just under an hour and a half. Number of discs in the set, 1. Language is English, subtitles English SDH. Audio is mono 1.0, aspect ratio 185:1, and this is a full colour release. In terms of the cast and crew, director Joe Giannone, I think is how you pronounce that, cast is Galen Ross, Tony Fish and Harriet Bass. The extras on the disc are a brand new 4K transfer from the original camera negatives, a high definition Blu-ray 1080p and standard definition DVD presentation, original mono audio, uncompressed PCM on the Blu-ray, optional English SDH subtitles for the deaf man hard of hearing, an audio commentary with the director and Madman stars Paul Ehlers and Tony Fish, and producer Gary Sales, an audio commentary by The Hysteria Continues. The legend still lives, 30 years of Madman, a feature-length retrospective documentary on the slasher classic, including interviews with various cast and crew. Madman, Alive at 35, Sales, Ella and star Tom Candela look back at the making of Madman 35 years after it was filmed. The early career of Gary Sales and the Madman producer discusses his career in the film industry. Convention interviews of Sales and Eller, music inspired by Madman, a selection of songs inspired by the movie, including the track Escape from Hellview from the former CK Wive frontman Darren Millar. In Memoriam, producer Sales pays tribute to some of the film's late cast and crew, including director Giannone and actor Tony Fish. The original theatrical trailer, TV spots, stills and artwork gallery and commentary by Sales, and reversible sleeve featuring original and newly commissioned artwork by Matthew Griffin. So this disc is fucking stacked. And to be honest with you, if ever I was going to watch this movie, this is the way to watch it. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this on the previous episode, but I've had this disc in my hands now for quite some time. I used to be one of the hosts, many hosts on the show, The Grave Shift Radio, which I duly loved doing. One of the hosts over there, the mighty John Rhodes, who's been a guest on Podcasts Under the Stairs a few times, gifted me this because this is a movie that he genuinely loves. And I remember at the time when Arrow announced it, he's like, dude, I'm going to buy this, you're going to watch it. And I was like, yep, you buy it for me and I will watch it. And that is about 3 years ago because the movie came out in 2017. So I've held this in shrink wrap for 3 years and lo and behold, it comes up as a selection for the Arrow video assortment. So it kind of felt, well, one out of place because this is one of these summer camp movies and I'm watching it in October, but it did feel kind of apt that we're now into October, the spooky spooks are starting to raise up in terms of the film watches, and I'm sitting down for the first time watching Madman, bathed in the red glow of my strip lighting along my Blu-ray collection, and in the dark with a whiskey and a beer last night, I sat down to finally watch Madman and had a fucking ball with this movie. Absolute ball with this movie, which surprises me because I have heard mixed tales about the quality of Madman. A lot of people just saying, well, it's just a rip-off. It's just a rip-off of everything that had come out before. And yes, it is. But that doesn't mean that there is not fun to be had in watching this movie. I really enjoy the mythology, the setup of the Madman character himself. I think Madman Mars is an interesting character who we don't actually really get to see much of until the very end of the movie. It's mostly done in the classic early slasher style of you see a hand, you see a foot, some legs, we're getting killer POV vision, but we're not really like seeing the makeup, which, to be honest, I'm quite glad about, because towards the end when we do see it, the 4K restoration does clearly show that this guy's just wearing like a latex mask. In certain shots, other shots, it looks a bit more blended, but maybe not that great. But the kills are fucking awesome. They're ludicrous. And some of the choices, we're going to get onto some of the choices in a second, are batshit crazy. But I had a lot of fun with this one. This, to me, is what I want in an 80s slasher. It has some hapless teens who are doing a bit too much drinking, a bit too much smoking, and a bit too much fucking, and not paying enough attention to the warning signs all around, and a killer who is like unrelenting in his pursuit of death in the case of this one. It starts with a great opening shot around the campfire and you already have me in. These are the sort of movies that warm my heart, very much like the campfire is warming the marshmallows that are toasting above them. I am instantly drawn into a story about this. There's a lot of singing in this movie and it's not great singing if I'm honest. But the tale of Madman Mars himself is something that gets me kind of giddy, and I really enjoyed that aspect. And then we're basically in a kind of countdown to Mars arriving after one of the hapless teens, who surprisingly lasts through at the end of this movie, which I kind of enjoy. Mentally fucking scarred, mind you, but he kind of sets things off. It opens Pandora's box to an extent, and then it's, you know, it's carnage from there on. There are some truly baffling shots in here, including like prolonged, it's mentioned in the description of jacuzzi vignettes, and we do get a few jacuzzi vignettes with what can only be described as the worst cheesy 80s pop music in the history of cinema playing over the background. It's like really bad Channel 5 low cut, you know, softcore porn, without any of the titillation and all the cheese. It was kind of interesting to watch, very cringy to watch and very fucking dated. And I can't imagine at the time anyone thought they were making masterclasses of cinema. But it works. It all kind of just adds to a really fun aesthetic in the movie. I think the practical effects are really good. There's some details on Madman's like hands, for example, where the skin is split from the bone and you can see it underneath or his now hairy feet. The fact that he actually growls and makes noises like a dog is weird. And I love the fact that they don't really give you much detail or explain much about that at all. They don't have to. It's just a weird quirk that the killer brings to this particular movie that just, you know, works really well. It's worth saying the 4K transfer is the tits. This movie looks immaculate. So well done, Arrow, for that, because it genuinely, you would not believe this movie was the age that it was. I mean, this movie will be essentially 40 years old in, what, just under 2 years' time. Fucking nuts, but it doesn't look that way at all. So the restoration work, kind of great. The sound, amazing on this as well. And I didn't get through all the special features, but I did watch a whole hell of a lot. The music inspired by Madman 1 is kind of awesome. I'm a big CKY fan anyway, so hearing how it had an influence on Escape from Hellview, which is something I did not know, kind of made me smile quite a bit. Also, the audio commentary, The Hysteria Continues, always bring their A-game. So I turned it on and off while I was watching, just in certain scenes. And they are infinitely entertaining. But also checking out the Legend Still Lives, 30 Years of Madman, was kind of cool as well. So I really enjoyed that. I think this is one of these slashers that I imagine if you're American, you saw and you know all about it and it's just part of your staple. But being a guy who lives in Scotland and, you know, of a certain age where when these movies were hitting the VHS shelves, I was maybe too young to check them out. And then when I was older, they were dominated by other movies that had come out since, your Hellraisers, your Nightmare on Elm Streets, your, you know, things like Maniac Cop. Like, a movie like Madman probably slipped quite far down, and as a result, I never saw it. It's kind of that way where I was very late to checking out The Burning, just because it wasn't a movie that was on my radar when I was finally of age to be pointing at, you know, VHS covers and getting my parents to rent them for me. So as a kind of first time watch, I had an absolute fucking ball with this. Now, there are a couple of things that maybe benefit it as well. As people know, on these Sunday episodes, I run the gauntlet of quite a few different things, and one of them is the 88 Films Slasher Classics Collection, of which that is a series that has pummeled me quite a bit with just terrible titles. So when you sit down and watch a movie like Madman, I see all the kind of formula that I want in my slasher movies, and I see it done really well. The presentation's good, and it's crisp, and it's fun, and it's bloody, and it's violent, and that's what I want from a movie. So that probably aids it quite a bit when it comes to the overall kind of viewing experience. So overall, I had a ball with this one. I think Madman is a surprisingly good slasher, and just a very fucking fun movie to sit down and watch. So as a result, it's probably going to score a bit higher than I would have thought it would have. Sitting down to watch it, I was kind of the mind that if it got above a 3, I would be very surprised, and I'm landing in with a 4. I think this one is a ton of fun, definitely worth checking out. If you haven't, then you're missing a trick here. Get on it, it will reward you tenfold over. So there we go. I'm going to take my final break. When I come back, I'll be announcing what title I'll be doing in 3 weeks' time and closing out the show right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been your Arrow Video Assortment series of reviews, episode 21, looking at Madman from 1982. In 3 weeks' time, we will turn our attention to a video nasty. This is a movie I've not seen in a few years because I covered it on Doing the Nasty. But we'll be making a return to Island of Death. So, the deets on the Arrow Video website are: the lucky ones got their brains blown out. Welcome to Mykonos, the holiday destination for choice of sun, sea and slaughter. From cult director Nico Mastrakis, can never pronounce his name, Island of Death is a travelogue of atrocities with scenes so strong that the British government was once compelled to ban it as a video nasty. Arriving on the idyllic Greek island, Christopher and Celia appear to be every inch the perfect, handsome young couple. Little did they know, welcoming locals realise that they are in fact a pair of murderous degenerates determined to spread their own particular brand of perversion across the island. DIY crucifixions, opportunistic bestiality, sexual peeing, and murder are all conceivable forms of ensue, including death by makeshift blowtorch, samurai sword, dump truck, and more. Shocking, brutal, and totally politically incorrect in its outlook, Island of Death is a grueling cinematic experience devised by the director to outdo the excesses of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which he was hugely inspired by. Now fully uncut and newly restored from the original negatives, fans can enjoy Island of Death in its sleazy, lurid glory. The details on the disc are production year 1976, this is region unlocked. The UK rating is E15, the runtime is about an hour and 48 minutes. The number of disc 2, language is English, subtitles English SDH, audio is mono 1.0, aspect ratio is 135:1 and it's full colour. In terms of the cast and crew, the director Niko Mastrokaric, that's not how you pronounce it but we're never going to get it now, cast is Robert Bailing, Jane Lyle and Jessica Dublin, and the extras on the disc are a brand new 2K restoration of the film from the original camera negative approved by the writer and director, a high definition Blu-ray 1080p and standard definition DVD presentations, original mono audio uncompressed PCM on the Blu-ray, optional English subtitles for the deaf and hard of hearing, exploring Island of Death, film historian Stephen Thrower on the making of the cult classic. Return to Island of Death. The director returns to the original Mykonos locations, the archive interview with director, alternative opening titles, island sounds, five original tracks from the Island of Death soundtrack, original theatrical trailer, the films of Niko Mastrokaric, four-part documentary charting the director's filmmaking career on the Blu-ray only, the trailer reel for the director on the Blu-ray only, and the reversible sleeve featuring newly commissioned artwork by Graham Humphrey. So there you go. That is what we're doing on this fucking movie. So we'll be doing that in 3 weeks' time. I was not a big fan of this movie when I watched it for Doing the Nasty, but the copy I had was absolutely shit. So I'm kind of hoping with the new restoration and with it being uncut, etc., etc., this kind of lands a bit better for me. Time will tell, ladies and gents. Time will tell. 3 weeks' time, we'll be covering Island of Death. There's a multitude of ways to check out the show. Wherever you're listening to me right now, hit subscribe. That way you get access to this and the entire back catalogue of Podcasts Under the Stairs content. Subscribe to the Teapots Collective, and that way you're supporting me on both platforms that I release shows out on, and it is the best way to support what I do. You can visit our website, it's teapotscast.com, and why not check out the merch page, teapotscast.bigcartel.com. You can visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/teapotscast, and the Teapots Collective on Facebook is facebook.com/teapotscast. You can interact with myself and the Baz on the twin prongs of social media sexiness, Instagram and Twitter. Both can be followed at teapotscast. If you're checking out one of those Bazoween episodes, make sure and hashtag us. Bazoween2020 is the best way to let us know that you're checking out and enjoying the show. The podcast Under the Stairs will return for you tomorrow with the second installment of Bazoween 2020 as Baz takes on Oliver Stone's Natural Born Killers. But until then, wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I am signing off.